ओम शांति। 3rd of February 2019 Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you become a conqueror of obstacles by having the awareness of your angelic form and experiencing the Father's canopy of protection. May you become a conqueror of obstacles by having the awareness of your angelic form and experiencing the Father's canopy of protection. As soon as you wake up at Amrit Vela, bring into your awareness, I am an angel. As soon as you wake up at Amrit Vela, bring into your awareness, I am an angel. Give Father Brahma this gift that he loves, and Bap Dada will then enfold you in his arms every day at Amrit Vela, and you will experience yourself to be swinging in Father's arms in super sensuous joy. Even if any adverse situation or obstacle come to those who maintain the awareness of the angelic form, the Father will become the canopy of protection for them. So by experiencing the Father's canopy of protection and his love, become a conqueror of obstacles. So as soon as you get up at Amrit Vela, bring into awareness one thought, which is that I am an angel. Give Father Brahma this gift that he loves. Which gift? That I am an angel. In yesterday's Murli also, Baba said, in Laukik also, when somebody loves somebody, there is an exchange of gift. So here also, you have to give Baba one gift. What is that? In yesterday's Murli, you have to give one gift to Bap Dada. What is that gift? Yeah. There's just one word, Baba said, you have to give, and that is reason. Replace this word reason by solution. This is the gift that Bap Dada wants. This is the one desire he has. This is the one hope that he has. Half the cycle you were living with reason, and reason is the one that makes you fall down. Now convert, transform this reason into solution, this karan into nivaran. Reason means excuses. Reason means excuses. This happened because of this. That happened because of this. To give lame excuses for not doing intense efforts, Baba doesn't want that. That's why Baba said very categorically yesterday that Baba just wants this one gift from you, children. Baba just wants this one. Baba has just this one desire, one hope, that his children should not be those who resort to lame excuses, who give reasons for things. So convert this reason into solution. There were three words, karan, nivaran and nirvan. When you will do this, then only you will be in a position to send all the souls to Muktidham, to Nirvana. First free yourself from reason, and then only you will be able to free others from reasons. First free yourself from all the reasonings, all the excuses, all the pretexts, all the lame excuses. And then only you will be able to send souls to Muktidham, to Nirvana. otherwise not. So, as soon as you wake up at Amrit Vela, bring into awareness that I am an angel. An angel is one who is free from all this battery of reasons. Give Father Brahma this gift that he loves, and Bab Dada will then enfold you in his arms every day at Amrit Vela, and you will experience yourself to be swinging in Baba's arms in super sensuous bliss. Yesterday's Murli Baba gave two homeworks. What were they? That was not in the category of homework. Okay, you can include that. But this was a recorded Murli of 7th April 2009. So Baba gave two homeworks. What were they? Yeah. So first of all, be free and send souls to land of liberation, Muktidham. First become mukt, first become free yourself, and then soul, send souls to Muktidham. This is one. Second, be embodiment of experience yourself first, and then give others the experience. The giving of experience is more important. Are you not hearing the cries of time and devotees? If the power of science can do such wonders, where there is a heat, it can turn into cold. Such weather change can be brought about by instruments or facilities of science. Cannot you do that with silence? So, be an embodiment of experience and give others the experience. Give experience through your eyes. Give experience through your forehead. Give experience of happiness, power. Through behavior, through your face, through your countenance. So, becoming free oneself, and then making others free. Becoming an embodiment of experience oneself, and then making others the embodiment of experience. This was the crux of yesterday's Murli. At the onset, Baba asked, Baba has come to see you children, what is your purusharth? And ask yourself, what is my effort? It was a very poignant question Baba asked. What is my effort? Ask this question to yourself. What is my effort? Where I am standing? And what is the way to give experience to others? What was the way to give experience to others? There were two homeworks. First, become free and free others, or send them to Muktidham. And second, be an embodiment of experience. But how to give experience? How to give experience? By two ways. First, zeal and enthusiasm and happiness. And second, disinterest. Unlimited disinterest. That is what is lacking in the world, Baba said. Unlimited disinterest. And why this unlimited disinterest is lacking? Again, two reasons. Body consciousness and old sanskars. Because of these two things, unlimited disinterest is lacking. That is why you have to develop an interest, unlimited disinterest for this body consciousness, and know all the subtle forms of this body consciousness. Where it comes, how it comes. Some children say that it is not there, but it is there in little minute form. Some ansh is there, but that ansh can become vansh. That small form can assume a huge form. It can create a progeny if there is a seed. So remove this body consciousness even in the seed form. And this can be done only with the unlimited disinterest or dispassion. So these were the two ways to get rid of. Because of these, the Vairag was not there. So here Baba is saying, Father will unfold you in his arms and every day at Amritvela, and you will experience yourself to be swinging in Father's arms in super sensuous joy. So you experience this yourself at Amritvela, and when you experience it yourself, then only you can give experience to others. Not just by words. Baba said, make this addition. That was the English word Baba used. Make this addition in your seva. Which addition? Vairag. This unlimited disinterest. There should be an addition of this disinterest in your seva. Even if adverse situations or obstacles come to you, those who maintain the awareness of the angelic form, the Father will become canopy of protection for them. Even if you have adverse situations, difficult situations, but when you have an experience of, a deep experience of divine love, that experience acts as a canopy. The Father will become the canopy of protection for all of you. So by experiencing the Father's canopy of protection and his love, become a conqueror of obstacles. So Baba wants us to become victorious. Baba wants us to become conqueror. Baba doesn't want us to resort to these reasons. Just remove this one word, Baba said. Baba doesn't like such words. For example, there was a Archbishop, and he used to visit different churches, and wherever he would go, they would play trumpet and they would give a warm welcome, and especially they would ring the bells the moment that bishop would arrive. So that was the ritual which they would follow. He was a very respectable person. And once he went to a small village to visit a church there. The church was also very small, almost dilapidated. And when he entered that church, there was no welcome and there was no ringing of bells. And that small church had a priest. And that priest had a habit of saying one thing. For everything he would say, there are about 1,000 reasons for this. He would say, there are about 1,000 reasons for this. If asked anything, he would say, why this is like this? So he would say, there are about 1,000 reasons for this. So when this archbishop arrives, and he finds that there is no ringing of bells, so he asks that father of the church, why is it that there were no ringing of bells? So the father says, there are about 1,000 reasons for this, as is his habit. And the first reason is that we don't have bells. So the archbishop says, then stop, I need not to listen to the other reasons. This is enough. When you don't have bells, there is no point in you are telling me about what are the other reasons. So these are the reasons and excuses and pretexts. This is all created in our own mind. A determined mind will not know any reason. A determined mind, a resolute mind, will not resort to all such reasons. So Baba said, just remove this one word. Remove reason and bring Nivaran. Think of solutions. Think of answers rather than questions. Thinking too much about questions sometimes doesn't work. So in yesterday's Murli, Baba were seeing us as double masters. How come double masters? His treasures are our treasures. In that way, we are the masters of His treasures. And second, we are self-sovereign. So these are the, we are double masters. Baba says you are double masters, and Bab Dada is happy to see the double masters, the masters of all the treasures. But now the question is, have I become the master of all the treasures which are Father's? What are His treasures? His treasures are knowledge, His treasures are virtues, His treasures are power, His treasures are time, His treasures are thoughts, His treasures are contentment, His treasures are purity, His treasures are blessings, His treasures are time, His treasures. So these are His treasures. Have I made these treasures my own? Have I utilizing all these treasures in worthwhile manner? In today's Avyakta Murli, Sunday's Avyakta Murli, Baba has categorized who is how much fortunate. There are children who are fortunate. There are children who are most fortunate. And there are children who are 100 fortunate, 1000 fortunate, 1 lakh fortunate, and there are multi-million times fortunate. So, to what extent somebody has made oneself fortunate, to what extent you have applied those treasures in your daily activities, it depends on all that. And Baba has given some signs of those souls who are fortunate. So that's a different Murli. First we will see this. So Baba is seeing as double masters. So we are master of His treasures. His knowledge is my knowledge. His powers are my powers. And Baba also gave some instructions regarding time. What were they? What did he say about time? Time should not become your teacher. You are the teacher of time. Time should not become your teacher. That means that somebody develops disinterest with time. For example, somebody A is loving B and B deceives A, and that time he develops disinterest. That's with time. It's before anybody deceives us, we should have disinterest. Not with time. Before somebody is bankrupt, one should be have disinterest. Before the natural calamities break out, we should have disinterest. So time is not our teacher. We are the teachers of time. So Baba talked something about time also. And you have to bring time near. Don't wait for the time to come to you. You have to bring time near. So there were some instructions regarding time also. So we were discussing, whatever His treasures are my treasures. And to what extent I have made His treasures into my treasures. And the greatest of the treasure is knowledge. How much knowledge I have imbibed. How much knowledge I have inculcated. How much knowledge I have understood. At one point of time in Murli said, Baba said, socho, think. Think. There was just a single word, socho, think. So, His treasures should become my treasures. His virtues should become my virtues. His powers should become my power. Time is a treasure. We should, to waste time of confluence age is a great damage to this Brahmin life. Time is such an invaluable treasure. Then thought, to waste thoughts is not a sign of an intelligent soul. One must find out time wasters and energy drainers. What are the time wasters and what are energy drainers of my life? What are the places? What are the things? What things lead me to waste my time, my energy, my power, my thoughts, my resources? So time. And then contentment is a treasure. Then purity is the treasure. And the greatest treasure that we all Brahmins have is this power of purity. If by some or other reason, if this purity is getting broken time and again, definitely we are incurring great loss. Because our pure thoughts are responsible for purifying the world. Even a single impure thought, even a single, is a great damage to ourselves and a great loss to the world. So each and every thought, each and every emotion, each and every imagination, each and every fantasy, each and every memory, each and every awareness, each and every dream, each and every word, each and every action, each and every act of listening, each and every act of speaking, each and every act of seeing, each and every act of eating, each and every act of writing, everything, each and every sanskar, each and every contact and relationships, each and every behavior should have impeccable purity, unstained, unadulterated purity. So purity is the greatest treasure of this Brahmin life. Nothing and nothing should compromise purity. So we are double masters, means whatever his treasures are my treasures. And the second master, we are in self-sovereignty. What does that mean? Self-control. That means self-control. This is the life of self-control and not the life of self-indulgence. This is the life not to be spent in frivolous pleasures of this world. Vanity of vanity, all is vanity. When Baba talks behad vairag, unlimited disinterest, means Baba said the greatest disinterest you should have is should from this body consciousness. But one must know all the different ways and forms wherein body consciousness manifests. And to develop disinterest for all of that. A disinterested soul will be uninterested in many things of this world. What is the difference between disinterest and uninterest? There is one disinterest and second is uninterest. What is the difference?
Basically, you were never interested.
Okay. A student is uninterested in his studies. Uninterested means not interested. Disinterested means a judge is disinterested in the case. Disinterest has something to do with impartiality. Disinterest means he is disinterested, means neutral. Uninterest means not interested. Aruchi. That is uninterested. Disinterest, English word, means judge is disinterested in the case. Now, the word vairagya, can it be translated as disinterest? I don't like that word too much. The better word is dispassion. All the scriptures have used the word dispassion for vairagya. Or some have retained the word vairagya only. Because you cannot just translate this word vairag into any of the English words. These are very small and very feeble words to describe such intense stage of vairagya. So vairag means is total loss of interest. Vairag means where you also are disinterested. You are not interested. You have reached that stage of neutrality where nothing affects you. So that is disinterest. So crux of yesterday's Murli are just two, three things. First, get rid of reason. Get rid of reason. Accept things. Yes, it is there. Don't say that I don't have any vices. Say, yes, I have and I'm trying and I'll get rid of it. Rather than giving lame excuses. Rather than saying that I don't have. Baba says that even if you have it in small quantity, vansh, that will become ansh, that will become progeny. So, first accept. That is one thing. So get rid of reasoning. Second, be free and send all the souls to Muktidham. So becoming free. Now this is a great topic of churning. What I should be free from? Fears. I have to be free now, here and now. But what should I become free of? Where I am bound? What are my bondages? What are the chains? What are the shackles? What are the snares? Where I am entrapped? What are the prisons? I have to get free. There should be intense desire to become free. Intense desire. I don't accept any bondages of this world. Get rid of bondages. Get rid of fears. Get free from all the past traumatic memories. Get free from anxieties. Get free from diseases of the mind. Get free from all the old sanskars which are an obstacle in becoming an angel. Get rid of some of the unusual tendencies of the mind. Get rid of unwanted habits which are against Srimad. So there should be an intense desire for freedom. Freedom doesn't happen without intense desire. If you study the history of a whole world, each and every country had to fight a battle to get rid of the foreign dominion. India, for example, there was a list of freedom fighters, but they did not accept Britishers. They wanted them to go away. If you study each and every country, it's like that. And freedom doesn't happen without revolution, without struggle, without renaissance. So if you want to get free, there should be Kranti. There should be revolution. You should get rid of all Bhranti. And then Shanti take place. So this Kranti, Bhanti and Shanti, this can happen only with intense desire. People laid down their lives. People were martyred. They had that desire. And the greatest example is Joan of Arc. 19-year-old lady. She was burnt at a stake in France. And her fault was she fought for the freedom of France. So that intense desire to get rid of bondages, worthless things, all the fetters, all the chains, all the cages, all the prisons, of all those things which are obstacle in my path. So, freedom. So this is in short, few things about yesterday's Murli. Om Shanti.